Live Wire Operation Epic Fury Day 12. The latest news from Iran and the Middle East. By Kurt Zindelka on March 11, 2026. The military operation against Iran entered its 12th day on Wednesday. All eyes turned to the international energy markets as multiple cargo ships were attacked in the critical Strait of Hormuz supply chain choke point off the coast of Iran. While leaders of the world's major economies agreed to the largest ever release of emergency oil reserves. Wednesday's live updates below. All updates in Eastern Time. 9:30 p.m., Iran at the end of the line, says Trump. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday evening, President Donald Trump said that the U.S. military has free rein over Iran, saying, "They are pretty much at the end of the line. It doesn't mean we're going to end it immediately, but they've got no navy. They've got no air force. They have no systems of control." President Trump also said that the Strait of Hormuz is in great shape, explaining that the U.S. has knocked out Iran's naval ability to impose its will on the waterway, and while Tehran has some missiles, the U.S. and its allies are in a good position. 8:40 p.m., Iraq shuts down oil ports after deadly attack. The Director General of the Iraqi General Company for Ports, Farhan Al-Fardisi, told the state-run Iraqi news agency, INA, that there will be a complete shutdown of oil ports after two tankers came under attack on Wednesday approximately 30 miles from the Iraqi coast. It is currently unclear if the tankers were struck with missiles or if they were hit by a booby-trapped boat, Al-Fardisi said. At least one person died while 37 were rescued. 7:35 p.m., Energy Sec Wright says U.S. will release 172 million barrels of oil. Earlier on Wednesday, the International Energy Agency, IEA, unanimously decided to release a record 400 million barrels from emergency reserve stocks to stabilize the global energy market and protect it from price shocks amid the conflict with Iran. As part of this effort, President Trump authorized the Department of Energy to release 172 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, beginning next week. This will take approximately 120 days to deliver based on planned discharge rates, U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright said on Wednesday evening. 5 p.m., U.S. to release some strategic oil reserves. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that his government would take a little bit of oil from U.S. strategic reserves to ensure that oil prices remain down. It comes after the Paris-based International Energy Agency, a collection of 32 advanced economies, voted unanimously to release a record 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves to stabilize international energy markets amid disruptions from Iran. 4:30 p.m., Security Council condemns Iran's strikes on Gulf neighbors. Iran's strikes are against international law and represent a serious threat to international peace and security, a UN Security Council resolution passed on Wednesday said, the AFP reported. The resolution demanded the immediate cessation of all attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran against Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. Passed with 13 votes and 2 abstentions, the resolution also condemns any actions or threats by the Islamic Republic of Iran aimed at closing, obstructing, or otherwise interfering with international navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. 4:15 p.m. Israel carries out large-scale strikes on Beirut suburbs. The Israel Defense Forces said on Wednesday evening that it had begun a string of large-scale wave of strikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in the Dayeh area, a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Interception efforts against Hezbollah projectiles are ongoing, the IDF said. Hezbollah terrorists, backed by the Islamist regime in Iran, broke the truce with Israel following the assassination of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, after which they began firing rockets into northern Israel out of revenge. Israel, in turn, has launched a campaign to dismantle the terror network in Lebanon. 1:55 p.m., FBI warned of Iranian revenge in California. According to a report from ABC News, some Californian police departments have been informed that Iranian attack may be coming their way. A warning message to the police from the FBI reportedly said, "We recently acquired information that as of early February 2026, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California, in the event that the U.S. conducted strikes against Iran. We have no additional information on the timing, method, target, or perpetrators of this alleged attack. Previously, German authorities have warned that there may be Iranian sleeper cells waiting to be activated in the event of a war in the Middle East. 1 p.m., not finished yet, says Trump. While U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that the conflict in Iran will likely be over soon, he told reporters on the White House lawn on Wednesday, "We have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit, and we're not finished yet. They've inflicted 47 years' worth of damage to the world, and now they're paying a big price," he added. 12:30 p.m., Al-Quds demo banned in London. British Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has banned the annual pro-Palestine Al-Quds march following a request from the Metropolitan Police, as concerns were expressed over potential violent clashes due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and the reported pro-Iranian stance of organizers. Breitbart London's Oliver J.J. Lane has more here. 11:55 a.m., U.S. warns Iranian civilians to avoid ports. Amid heightened tensions over the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. Central Command told Iranian civilians to avoid ports along the waterway. CENTCOM said that the Islamist regime is using ports along the strait to conduct military operations that threaten international shipping and therefore will likely become a target. This dangerous action risks the lives of innocent people. Civilian ports used for military purposes lose protected status and become legitimate military targets under international law, CENTCOM said, adding that civilians should immediately avoid all port facilities where Iranian naval forces are operating. 11:20 a.m., Iranians hit Omani fuel tanks. The state-run Oman news agency reported on Wednesday that a series of drone strikes hit fuel tanks at the Salalah port. This came just hours after an attempted strike near the town of Dikma, during which apparent Iranian drones were successfully intercepted. 11:20 a.m., top Emirati politician blasts treacherous Iranian attacks. Senior diplomatic advisor to the United Arab Emirates government, Anwar Gargash, accused Tehran of lying when it claims it is only targeting American assets in its strikes across the Gulf. "The numbers of missiles and drones reveal a different truth," he said, noting that the Iranian attacks strike civilian infrastructure and vital facilities without regard for civilians and the innocent. "We thank God for the efficiency of our national capabilities in repelling these treacherous attacks," Gargash said. 10:55 a.m., Trump hints conflict will end soon in Iran. Speaking to Axios on Wednesday, U.S. President Trump said that the conflict in Iran will come to a close soon as there is practically nothing left to target. "Little this and that. Anytime I want it to end, it will end," Trump told the outlet. 10:35 a.m., record emergency oil reserves to be released. The 32-member International Energy Agency, which represents some of the largest economies in the world, unanimously voted to sell 400 million barrels of oil from its emergency reserves available on the international market to stabilize prices amid the ongoing conflict in Iran. IEA Executive Director Fadi Birol said, "The oil market challenges we are facing are unprecedented in scale. Therefore, I am very glad that IEA member countries have responded with an emergency collective action of unprecedented size. Oil markets are global, so the response to major disruptions needs to be global too. Energy security is the founding mandate of the IEA. And I am pleased that IEA members are showing strong solidarity and taking decisive action together," she added. IEA members, including the United States, collectively have more than 1.2 billion barrels of oil in reserve, and another 600 million barrels are currently held under government obligation. The move on Wednesday will mark the largest release of oil reserves in history, far surpassing the previous record set in 2022 following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, when 182 million barrels were released. 10:05 a.m., Iran backs out of World Cup. Iranian Sports Minister Ahmad Danyamali said on Wednesday that its country will not participate in the upcoming FIFA World Cup in the United States, citing the ongoing conflict with the U.S. and Israel, and the killing of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei in an airstrike. "Considering that this corrupt regime, the U.S., has assassinated our leader, under no circumstances can we participate in the World Cup," the minister is quoted as saying. Breitbart's Simon Kent has more here. 10 a.m., Israel demands UN designate IRGC as terrorists. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar wrote a letter to the United Nations Security Council and the current president of the council, American Ambassador Mike Waltz, calling for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, to be designated as a terrorist organization. The United States already designated the Iranian military branch as a terrorist organization during the first Trump administration over the IRGC's promotion of terrorism throughout the region with its proxy groups. The European Union followed suit in February, following the deadly crackdown against anti-government protests, which reportedly saw tens of thousands killed by the regime in Tehran and the IRGC. 9:25 p.m., in response to the conflict in Iran, the leftist government in Spain officially terminated its ambassador position to Israel on Wednesday, formalizing the move to recall its ambassador last September as relations frayed. According to El Mundo, Madrid will still keep a chargé d'affaires at its embassy in Tel Aviv. The socialist-led government of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has been a leading critic of Operation Epic Fury and has refused to allow military bases in its country to be used by the United States to launch strikes against the mullahs in Tehran. In turn, President Trump has threatened to enact a full trade embargo on Spain. 8:50 a.m., EU sanctions Iranians. The European Union's top diplomat, High Representative for Foreign Affairs Kaya Kallas, announced on Wednesday that the bloc will levy sanctions against 19 Iranian nationals. Today, EU member states' ambassadors approved new sanctions targeting 19 regime officials and entities responsible for serious human rights violations, she said. As the Iran war continues, the EU will protect its interests and pursue those responsible for domestic repression. It also sends a message to Tehran that Iran's future cannot be built on repression, Kallas added. 8:45 a.m., 4 injured in drone attack at Dubai Airport. An Iranian attack drone that fell at the Dubai International Airport on Wednesday resulted in 4 people being injured, the Dubai Media Office said. 2 Ghanaian nationals and a Bangladeshi national suffered minor injuries, while an Indian national suffered moderate injuries. The attack has not disrupted air traffic. 8:05 a.m., Supreme Leader safe and sound, claims Tehran. The son of Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and government adviser Yusuf Pezeshkian reportedly claimed that recently selected Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei as well, despite reports that he was injured in an Israeli strike. I heard news that Mr. Mojtaba Khamenei had been injured. I have asked some friends who had connections. They told me that, thank God, he is safe and sound, Pezeshkian wrote on Telegram, according to the Times of Israel. The younger Khamenei was selected by the so-called Assembly of Experts on Monday to replace his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as the Islamist regime's dictator after the elder Khamenei was killed in an airstrike during the opening moments of the military operation against Iran by the United States and Israel. 7:45 a.m., oil reserves to the rescue? The Paris-based International Energy Agency, IEA, we'll meet later today for crunch talks to discuss the release of a potential record amount of emergency oil reserves to stabilize international crude prices amid the conflict in Iran, which has caused disruptions to supply amid drone and missile strikes throughout the Gulf, and a slowdown of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. According to a Wall Street Journal report, the 32-member organization, which represents some of the world's largest economies, including the United States, is considering releasing 400 million barrels of oil. This would be more than double the previous record, which was set in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, when member states released 182 million barrels of emergency reserves. It is not a given that the move will be made on Wednesday. However, just one member state could significantly delay proceedings if it objects to the plan. 7:40 a.m., strikes in the Strait. At least 3 cargo ships were hit in suspected Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations, UKMTO, said. This included a Thai-flagged ship, the Mayurei Nari, which caught fire after being struck by an unknown projectile. The fire was fortunately extinguished, and a skeleton crew has remained on the ship after most were evacuated. Meanwhile, the Japanese-flagged ship One Majesty and the Marshall Islands-flagged Star Gwyneth also suffered damage from unknown projectiles. According to the Times of London, At least 14 ships have been struck while attempting to pass through the Strait of Hormuz since the conflict in Iran broke out late last month. Preserving the flow of energy shipments through the passage will likely be critical to the ability to sustain the war effort against the Islamist regime, which is attempting to use the global energy markets as an effective hostage. President Donald Trump has said that he will consider deploying the Navy to protect ships as they pass through the Strait and has offered to provide risk insurance to cargo ships making the dangerous journey. President Trump also threatened to dramatically escalate strikes on the regime in Tehran if it lays mines in the waterway. For earlier LiveWire updates from Tuesday, please click here.